Welcome to the House on Fire podcast. Our aim is to light a fire for Jesus in the homes of those who listen through encouragement and equipping. Let's partner together to advance the gospel in the next generation. I am your host, Lucas Jackson, and I am passionate about seeing more people on fire for Jesus. When you listen to the House on Fire podcast, you'll hear from people you can rub shoulders with every week at Bethel Church, because all of our guests are from our church family. These are people striving to love God, love others, and to serve the world. So we've been in this series, Heart to Heart, looking at relationships. We intentionally talk about relationships every year. Usually one year we hit on quite a bit in terms of sexuality, sex, dating, a little bit more intentional with that. And then the off year, which is this year, we talk about just kind of relationships in general. And so the question I pose to you guys, I would like to, for us to talk about here, two questions is, why is reconciliation so difficult? So reconciliation is this component. You've got beef with a friend and you realize there's tension, there's an issue. How do you go about making sure that your relation, you're turning that relationship back into a right relationship? So why is doing that reconciliation, why is that so difficult when it comes to you and your relationships with your peers, parents, etc.? Who would like to go first? I'm gonna have all three of you share. We'll go with Sarah. Okay. Sarah's ready. Sarah is not nervous at all. By the way, your life group leader may have mentioned to me, you know, Abby specifically, so we could be praying for you.
Oh my gosh.
It was a good thing. It was a good thing. She likes you. She thinks you're pretty awesome. So you're doing great, Sarah. Okay. Just start spitting it.
Okay. I think reconciling can be difficult sometimes because everyone has different beliefs and opinions.
Yeah.
And that's okay, but it's all about how you deal with that when it comes about. I think it's difficult because when you're reconciling with someone, you have to be humble about it. And mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes it's just hard to deny yourself and be like, I did this wrong, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that could be a difficult part. For me, reconciliation really only happens when forgiveness takes place. No one is perfect. There's always going to be people that will hurt you, let you down.
Yeah.
But I think that that can cause a relationship to tear apart if it's not dealt with properly, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
And I think forgiveness is extremely powerful. I actually have a example in my own life. So I remember this one girl at my school a few years ago. She was talking bad about me. She just like didn't like me for whatever reason, but
and I'm assuming you heard from some other friends.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I never understood why, but I realized that it was convicting me because I wasn't doing anything about it. I wasn't like saying I'm sorry for whatever I did. I wasn't trying to make amends with her, I guess.
Yeah.
So I remember God told me, like, you need to go to her. You need to tell her that you're sorry for whatever she's mad at you for, I guess, and just make amends with her.
Yeah.
So, God was calling me to reconcile with her, and I forgave her and showed her humility, and I like denied myself. I'm like, I'm sorry if I hurt you. I'm sorry if I did anything wrong.
Yeah.
And I think like after that, there was a complete shift in our like relationship, and I felt a relief, and I think that relationship was restored.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. And I mean, it's easy, and I'm assuming all of you in the room have had folks who you've heard talk trash about you. And you've probably all responded in a different way where it's like, I would assume most of us aren't going to that person to say, hey, you know, help me understand. I'm really sorry if I hurt you, offended you, please forgive me. Maybe some of us are going to that person, maybe on some social media platform or passive aggressive, or maybe it's directly to that person and it's kind of more of an in your face, don't talk about me kind of thing. And so these are just ways that we tend to do that. But I love how you did that. And I agree. I think this is something that, and we'll talk about this tonight in message and in life group time, but that's something that we have to learn to grow in. What do we do when somebody else has beef with us? How do we go about honoring the Lord in that? And so Absolutely. I love it. Levi, Mr. Park, what about you guys? Why is reconciliation so difficult?
I think part of it is like, you just don't know how they're going to respond. And so it's kind of, you know, just, I guess, anxiety about what they're going to say. And sometimes it's hard, just hard to get past that.
Yeah. Oh, I totally agree. And that's why I think the thing I love about scripture is the Lord, not that I'm aware of, doesn't take time in the scripture to say, hey, only go to this person to reconcile if they're going to respond well. It doesn't say that. It commands us to go and to ask for forgiveness and to reconcile. But there is a component where I would assume many of you high school students have struggled with, if I go to this person, how are they going to respond? Are they going to be mad, angry? Are they going to be receptive? Are they going to think I'm some weird person because they've never had that experience? Yeah, totally agree. And I could see why that would be a struggle to get through. Yeah.
Yeah, so I would say, like, I kind of agree with what Sarah said about humbling yourself. Because when you decide to, like, reconcile with someone, you have to prove, you're basically, like, saying that you did something wrong. You're admitting that you fell. And, like, I feel like a lot of the times pride gets in the way of that. Like, you don't want to admit that you did something wrong, or you don't want to admit that you were wrong in the situation. But sometimes I think, like, it's hard, but it's the best thing that you can do. It's just, like, throw your pride aside. I know, like, the pastor today, that he talked about, like, how, like, God dealt with pride in Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah.
And when I think about that, I just, like, think, like, I don't want to be like Nebuchadnezzar and be so prideful that, like, God has to, like, show me not to be prideful. But, yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, and I think we live in a day and age, and maybe it's been like this longer than just in my own mind, but I've noticed this a lot, even just my time in ministry, you know, from like with coworkers and stuff. I've observed that people are hesitant to take blame for things. Like, people are hesitant to say, hey, I did this and I should not have done that, and I'm really sorry. And I don't think that we need to, like, we make mistakes, we need to go to the person and then get down in the weeds and all of the things and, you know, and every little detail. I don't think we need to do that. I don't think that's necessarily helpful or beneficial, but I do think that we need to learn to be okay with saying, you're right, I am sorry. Would you please forgive me for blank? And I think that's healthy for us. And that's what God calls us to do this. And I think it is shocking for a lot of people. I think even for other believers, when it comes to when this takes place. And you may find out, maybe you feel like you've done something, maybe just make an example up here. Sarah, you feel like you've done something to Levi. And maybe Levi, he's just living life and he has no idea. But you feel convicted. And so you're like, hey, I'm going to go to Levi. Hey, Levi, I said this. Or, you know, Lord was, you know, leaning on me that I may have hurt your feelings and I said blank or did blank. I just want to let you know I'm really sorry. And Levi may be like, oh, I didn't even know. I didn't even think that. Like, okay, well, thanks for doing that. And so then there's, so now then Levi understands that, Sarah, you're this type of person who you're going to reconcile. You're going to take the time to lean in on those things. And so even though, you know, Levi in this made up example is sleeping great at night, you know, he wasn't losing sleep over you, whatever you made up did here, Sarah. But it still is a picture of what it looks like with the gospel, what God does for us. So thanks, guys. And one more question here. Under the umbrella of relationships and reconciliation, when reconciliation hasn't taken place, so you've got a beef, you've got an issue with somebody that you know is in your heart that you've done wrong towards somebody else, or you know that somebody else has wronged you. When reconciliation hasn't taken place, how have you seen that affect or destroy that relationship? So, because if you know, Sarah, in your example, your friend, you know, what if you would have, maybe you would have started talking trash about her. I'm not saying you would have done that, but you could have done that. And then there's, so then there's two people, same school, talking trash about each other, and we don't even know why, you know? And so if that reconciliation would not have happened, how would that have destroyed that relationship? So I would love for you guys to lean in on that. Maybe you've seen that in your own life because your own pride where you didn't reconcile, or you tried to reconcile with somebody, but then they just were like, you know, hey man, get away from me. This is dumb, you know? So how have you guys seen this destroy relationships? And maybe we'll just go in the same order if that's okay. We'll start with Sarah and then we'll go to Levi and then Mr. Park.
I feel like it just continues to just divide and more conflicts will always arise. Like, I mean, that might be one conflict, but if it keeps happening and you don't like do something about it, it's going to keep getting bigger and then it's just going to explode.
Yeah.
So I think peace can't be found within division, and it will ultimately just cause more stress to that relationship,
yeah.
Usually causing it to break off and be no more, I guess.
Yeah.
But oftentimes when I see a relationship that's broken or separated, it's usually is caused by like people not being able to admit that they're wrong.
Yeah.
Which is what we were talking about.
Yeah.
I feel like that's most likely the common reason for that.
Yeah.
And also just not wanting to forgive each other for their mistakes, I guess.
Yeah.
I think without God, reconciliation is really hard to do. And God calls us to reconcile with others because he reconciled with us.
Love it. Totally agree, Sarah. Well said. Well said. Levi, have you seen when reconciliation doesn't happen, how has that hindered or destroyed relationships?
Yeah, kind of like what she said about like get it when it's before it gets too bad.
Yeah.
I've had experience with that, like waiting too long and then having to make up a lot for it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The scripture says, you know, I think it says, don't let the sun go down on your anger. So the point, the principle here is, hey, let's deal with these things swiftly.
Mm-hmm.
And when we don't deal with those swiftly, then it small thing can turn into a big old,
exactly,
way bigger issue than what it even began, you know? So yeah. Mr. Park, what about you, my friend?
Kind of going off what you said, my mom always told me, yeah, like don't let the sun go down without solving your conflict. I think like, if you don't solve the conflict, the resentment grows. But one thing I think is like, I think we all have the idea that like sin or like being mean to someone or the thing that started the resentment or like brings people like further apart. But what I think is like when you like resent someone, it's like you like put a wall in between you and the other person. And like the more you don't deal with it, the stronger that wall gets. But I think like the beautiful thing is like God has the power to just like break that wall down. And like, it's not like you guys are so far apart where you guys can't come together, but that wall just disappears when you reconcile with that person. And like, yeah, I feel like if any of you guys like have situations where you have like resentment for someone else or you feel like you need to reconcile with that person, I would like really encourage you just to like do it, because if you think about it, like God has given us like the ability to forgive each other and reconcile with each other for a reason. It's because like the relationships that we have with other people are like so powerful. And if you don't like fix what's wrong as soon as possible, then it'll just like spiral out of control.
Yeah. Yeah. Any other last minute thoughts you guys want to add in? I appreciate you guys' thoughts and comments. And I've had hundreds of conversations where families have not reconciled about things. And we're talking, some of these are a year or two, and sometimes it's decades down the road. And those things don't just go away. And so, appreciate you guys' time and your willingness to talk about these things. So, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Lucas.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the House on Fire podcast. Our prayer is that this podcast activates your home for Jesus. May the light of Christ burn bright through you and yours. Until next time.